A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Chaf Aleph, Baba Metzia 21a, pagination is 41, starting the new perek about a quarter of the way down, known as Elu Metzios, these are the fines. We have a concept that, in general, there's a mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda to return lost objects. However, that mitzvah only applies if we can ascertain to whom the object belongs. If, however, we have a case where the object has no clues, it has no signs, no way that the person can identify that this is his object, then we have a category of a find that is actually finders keepers, the person can actually keep it. There is a misunderstanding that sometimes a person finds something, let's say a single dollar bill on the street, and they feel, I guess, uncomfortable, and they'll give it to charity, which may or may not have a source to do that. But in basic halacha, if a person finds something that's ownerless, it has no way to ascertain who the owner really is, then the finder is allowed to keep it. It's considered a gift from Hashem, not different than business earnings, and a person should be giving miser, tzedakah, charity from what windfall came their way. But on a halachic level, we don't know who to return it to, it's not verifiable, and the person is allowed to keep it. That's this halacha, Elo Metzios Shalo. These are the finds that belong to him, the finder. And the Mishnah enumerates a number of cases to give us examples, which the Gemara will dissect to learn what the parameters are. And in general, the parameters are that if there's a way to identify the owner, then you have to do so. So much so that the Gemara discusses whether minyan, the number of items, or makom, the place in which it was found, could also be a simon. And in various cases, as we'll see in a moment, certain types of signs are not considered valid signs, and we assume that the owner was miyayish, he gave up hope, because these are signs that do not endure. They get trampled easily and could not reasonably be expected to be identified, as opposed to a myriad of similar items that exist in the world. So let's begin. Matzah peros mefuzarim. If a person finds fruit that's scattered, bunch of apples, and they're scattered, they look like they were not put down intentionally, they fell. Maos mefuzaros, money that's scattered, wasn't placed in a tower, looks like it just fell out of someone's pocket. And at this point, are consolations, but in halacha, we can't identify whose nickel this is. Krichos birshus harabim, small bundles in the public area. And the Gemara explains we're talking about small bundles because they get trampled, and if there was some sort of identifying mark, it would have been trampled and no longer discernible. We have to try to figure out what kind of signs they had in their time that are so readily assumed to be trampled. Today, we have like a luggage tag. Even after a bag goes under duress, the luggage tag may very well be legible. So you have to be careful when you compare what the Mishnah describes to what we have in our time. And one more example, Kikara Shal Nachtom. Loaves of the baker, because the baker makes the loaves identical, as opposed to had it been kikara shabalabayis, the loaves of a homeowner, so that's different. That's identifiable, because everyone has their unique style. At the end of the Mishnah, we're introduced to a concept that even if something does not have a siman, an identifying mark, but it's been used in a way that it has scratches or other uniqueness to it, that its own owner would be able to identify it definitively as his, even if he can't describe those scratches to anybody else. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Kokalei an Purya in Chayev Lahachriz, any new item you do not have to announce to try to find the owner. The implication is that an old item you might have to announce. What's the difference between new and old? And the Gemara explains we're talking about something that does not have an identifying mark by which the owner can prove it's his, but it does have an identifying mark by which the owner can recognize it as their own. You have sometimes with children, they would not be able to describe their blanket or blankie, as it may fondly be called, but they can touch it and they can pull theirs out of a pile, knowing which one is theirs. So we have such a concept. I can't describe it, but perhaps I really do know that it's mine. So the rule is that if we're dealing with a person who would never lie, then even though they can't prove it, but if they know it themselves and they affirm that it's theirs, we would return it to them. Now, the Gemara begins with that early case that we quoted of Matzah Peros Mefuzarim, a person found scattered fruit. And the Gemara introduces a very specific case which helps us appreciate this concept called Yiyush, when the owner gives up hope. And that is B'machnashta Devei Dori, regarding the sweepings of the threshing floor or the barn floor. And the Gemara explains that there's an application where a person worked to gather his grain, he threshed it, whatever he did, and at the very end, there are some portions of the grain that are just not worth his while to sweep up. We understand this concept. There's a broom and a dustpan, but in general, people use larger types of utensils. And at a certain point, person doesn't deal with that smaller utensil, they only deal with the large utensil, they're done. They're finished. What's left, only somebody who really wants to is going to sweep up that last part. And at that moment, when he leaves, we can assume he's not coming back, and what's left is considered hefker. That is an example of a very knowing and intentional yiyush. A very knowing and intentional hefker, where the person makes it ownerless. He takes the pounds, the bales that are his, and then at the very end, there are some items that are theoretically, legally his, but he's done. And once he leaves, giving up hope on it, other people are allowed to take it. And again, that's a very overt example of this concept called yiyush, giving up hope. The Gemara on the top of Amud Beis tells us what is actually a very expansive topic, the case of Yiyush Shalomidas. A person would give up hope if he found out that he lost the object, but he does not yet know that he lost the object. Abaye Omar lo ave Yiyush, Abaye holds that's not considered yiyush, even though when we tell him this item fell from you and it's somewhere on the highway, he would for sure at that moment give up hope, but at the time he didn't give up hope. And therefore, a person who picks it up before Yiyush occurs actually becomes the guardian of the item on behalf of its owner and would not be allowed to simply keep it, because keeping it hinges on this concept of Yiyush that the owner gave up. Now, if so, the concept of Yiyush is going to be hard to come by. If you look about midway on the page, Rabbi Yitzchak introduces a concept which is very important, which is Adam Asui Lemashmesh Bekiso Bechol Sha'a V'Sha'a. When it comes to certain items like money, we assume that a person checks his wallet periodically, and if at some later time, some distant time from the time that he lost it, someone finds it, we can assume the owner already knows that it's missing and has given up hope. It's an interesting concept. Let's go back to our dollar bill case. You find a dollar blowing in the wind on someone's front lawn. You go, you want to pick it up. You want to know, can you keep it? So our first question to be asked is, did the owner give up hope? Because Abaye told us, Yish Shalom Midas is not Yish. If he doesn't know about it, then he wasn't Miyayish, so then it's still his, so then you can't take it. Even though you can't return it to him because you don't know how to, and you don't know who it is, but you're still not allowed to keep it because halachically it's still his. Perhaps you would have to pick it up and hold it forever, mark it in a notebook, $1 to whoever Eliyahu HaNavi tells me it belongs to. You can't keep it. Comes along this concept that people check their wallets, and if the guy is missing a dollar bill, he probably knows about it by now, and if it's here blowing in the wind, you can assume that by now he knew about it and gave up, realizing how unfortunate, but that he's not going to be able to retrieve it. And therefore, in such a case, the finder would be able to keep it. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.